Baby girl, first of all, you need to know I love you. You are the reason for these love letters. Sweetheart, we cannot explain why we do what we do sometimes. The answers are complicated. So before we dive right into these love letters, I would like to share a quick overview of the events that happened in my life. Events that shaped me for life. Events that cracked my spirit. And thankfully, all these events have put me right here, writing to you out of so much love. Please note, I will be using graphic language. I will use the language I was immersed in. I believe it is important to teach you what a monster really sounds like, so I apologize ahead of time. So here is my life story in a nutshell. I grew up in a home where my mother was almost murdered by my father, the monster, at least once every 3 months or so. I'm an oil brat, little different from an army brat, but the traveling and living abroad is similar. The monster would threaten to kill us all consistently. When we lived in Spain, I remember him violently shaking me out of my sleep and throwing me on the floor in the middle of my bedroom from the top bunk. Then he dragged my sister out of her bed. I looked at the clock and it said 3:33 a.m. in the morning. I will never forget those numbers. He threw our suitcases at us and screamed at my little sister and I to start packing our suitcases. I just remember throwing whatever in the bag and I started to panic. I realized my mother was gone. Our older sister was gone. While trying to suck in my fear deep down in my tummy and choking on my tears, I mustered up the courage to ask him where they both were. All he said was gone. I thought the worst and prayed to my angels that he killed them quick and prepared myself that this is it. We are next. But the suitcases didn't make sense to me. If he was going to kill us, why are we packing? Again, I choked back the tears, and I know my questions are starting to piss him off, but I bravely pressed. I asked as I felt those hot tears, you know the ones, run down my face. Where are we going, Daddy? He looked straight at me and said, I'm selling you to the Arab on the boat. In today's terms, we call it human trafficking. I started to beg him not to sell us, and he told me to shut up. We were bad girls, and he can get extra money for blonde hair, blue-eyed little girls. And we all deserve to be a man's slave. I knew if we got on that yacht, we were not coming back. I was 8 years old. My baby sister was 7. So the reason that I'm writing these love letters is so that every girl, every daughter, and you can use my story and recognize the abusive traits in a guy and how the cycle is passed down from generation to generation in order to empower yourselves to prevent or stop another cycle of abuse. Otherwise, the cycle is learned by your children and the deadly game continues to destroy families. You are the reason I'm writing this love letter. This book and the tools in it are only to help all daughters to preferably recognize these violent traits before they become trapped and forever damaged on the inside by abusive, manipulative boys. I wrote this book to teach our young ladies how to escape safely. We as women and mothers need to pass on a legacy of love, assertion, self-confidence, and self-love so we prevent our little girls from running into burning death traps. We need to raise survivors, not victims. There should have never been a hashtag MeToo movement. I want to help prevent hashtag MeToo moments by arming our daughters with rape prevention tips, safe dating tips, including what to do if you're ever in an exchange where a guy starts exhibiting abusive traits before and after you start investing emotionally. I wrote this for every girl out there who does not have a strong mom or those who have no mom at all. This is for you. From a mom who understands, who has lived it, who has survived it, and who loves you unconditionally. I hope this helps.